So I have a question. Are you a believer? Are you a believer?
Amen.
Mm. If you were asked that question, what would you say or how would you answer?
Yes.
Way to go, Brian. You know, one way or another, we're all believers, right? It is what or who we believe in that matters. To some, it's not a question that's currently uppermost in their mind. They believe in themselves or their own abilities. Maybe they haven't even thought about what they believe in. They may not have even thought of what lies ahead. Things might be pretty good for them in life right now, or they've got focused on other things. Sometimes it's just easier to follow the crowd, you know? I remember as a teenager, I must admit I really wasn't looking for truth, but I always wanted to know about things, okay? How things were created and so on and so forth. And there was a book written, maybe some of you will remember this, called Chariots of the Gods. It was by Eric von Daniken. I don't know if you ever read it, but it was about, he basically was saying, the earth was invaded by aliens, okay? And these aliens came from outer space, and there were landing strips prepared for them in advance down in South America. The pyramids were built for them. That these spaceships were beautifully described in the book of Ezekiel in the Bible because they were wheels within wheels. So he said these were spaceships. And as a teenager, I just got sucked right into that. You know, I just thought, well, that just makes a lot of sense. Okay, so now what? Okay. And then I said, well, you know, between Eric von Daniken and Richard Dawkins, who is, of course, believing he's an atheist and he doesn't believe in creation, I figured, hey, that's pretty good. You know, I can do whatever I like. You know, I'm a teenager. I got other things to do, party, you know, maybe I'll whip through school somehow. But, you know, it's pretty good. You know, don't need a moral code because there isn't one. That's what Richard Dawkins says anyway. So what do you do in life? Well, you just have fun, try to make a bit of money, and don't break the law. Is that what a believer believes? You know, today, unfortunately, there are those who are troubled. There are those who want to know more. They haven't paused, or they have paused in life, or they are up against some tough times. They don't know what to believe. They don't know where to go for help. Because up to now, nothing has helped them so far. You know, with the recent events in the world that are happening, I mean, just in the last few weeks, we've all had a bit of a wake-up call. And some people, you know, are downright scared. It's a lot of them in the U.S., we're going to watch probably some pretty unfortunate things happen over the weeks and months and years ahead. Not that that isn't forecasted. We just heard scripture being read about it. There are people going through tough times with health issues. And many people are just saying, well, what's going on? Why am I even here? Is there any hope in life? Is there any hope that life could get even better? Our world is falling apart and the future is dim. Are you a believer? What do you believe? You see, I believe that there are those who are asking some of these questions, that they are the ones whose hearts are being prepared for the answers that you and I can give. We can give answers and point people to where they can receive that help in the hopes and prayer that they too become believers. So where does one start? When somebody asks you, Why do you go to church? Or what do you believe? Or why do you believe what you do believe? How come you're able to be so positive and changed in life all of a sudden? Somebody told me that this morning, right? If you had to explain what it means of what you believe, what would you actually say? How would you answer it? I got a few of them here. You could say, well, I believe in Jesus Christ and what he has done for you and for me. I believe that Jesus Christ died and paid my sin so I might have a purpose-filled life and I am free from sin. Or I could say, I believe that Jesus loves me and he loves you. Or I could answer, God and his word gets me through each day and brings help and comfort in times of trouble. Each one of those answers is different, I know, and each one can be specific depending on who you're talking to when they ask, what do you believe? Or if you ask them, what do they believe, and they say, well, I don't know, you can say, well, here's what I believe. You know, the answer is we need to find people, or we need to help people find the truth. Unfortunately, sometimes when we give those answers, you get some varying degrees of reaction. There are those who will just walk away. There will be those who will walk away and say a few offending words as they do. All right? That happens. All right? There are those who may be very polite and say, well, that's nice. There are those, unfortunately, who have had a very negative church experience and they've rejected religion altogether. And then there are those who may be in a state in their life where they will listen out of hope. They will listen for some relief from a difficult situation. They will listen because they see something about you that's different. And then you can answer some things. You can say, look, you know, without getting specific with Scripture, you can say, well, look, I believe in Jesus Christ. I believe in God the Father because you know what? They answer questions that mankind has not answered yet. They can answer, you can get the answer to questions such as, why were we created? How can we achieve pure joy and happiness? How can I live a life without stress and anxiety and worry? Why is there war? Why cannot man bring peace? Why is there suffering and evil? What happens when I die? Why am I alive? Does life really matter? Is there a purpose for my life? How can I have true peace in my life? How can I have hope? All those things that I just mentioned, as a believer, you have an answer. If you're not a believer, people have been striving for those answers and have yet to find them. So if you have to answer that question, or if you're confronted by somebody, where do you start? Well, first of all, I would start by saying, confirm your own belief. What do we believe? We believe in the love that God has brought to us, that he is a loving God, that God himself is love, and that he tells us to live a life of love, because that life, our life based on love, is the life that brings peace and can answer a lot of the questions that I've just asked. I'm sure you all know this scripture, but just as a reminder, God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son. That whoever believes, if you are a believer in him, you will not perish, but you will have eternal life. You will be freed from all those questions that I asked, because you will have the answers. You see, if you believe in Jesus Christ, then you believe in God. And if you believe in God, then you must believe in Jesus Christ. Isn't that interesting the way that all works? Because Christ and God are all one. If you believe that Jesus is who Jesus is, if you believe in his birth, if you believe about his life on earth, about his death, his resurrection, his ascension, that he sits at the right-hand side of God, and you've received the Holy Spirit, then you believe. You are a believer, and you are in the fellowship and in the family of believers. In 1 John, this is his command. This is John writing. To believe in the name of his Son, Jesus Christ, and to love one another as he commanded us. The one who keeps God's commands lives in him, and he in them. And this is how we know that he lives in us. We know by the Spirit he gave us. When you believe in Jesus Christ and you have repented and you receive that Spirit, you can't earn it. You can't pay for it. You receive it. In John, we're asked a question. Do we believe in Christ's testimony? That's a big word, testimony. What's your testimony? What is Christ's testimony? It's really simple and it's good news. He says, whoever believes, if you're a believer in the Son of God, accept his testimony. Whoever does not believe God has made him out to be a liar because they have not believed in the testimony God has given about his Son. What is this testimony? He answers it. And this is the testimony. God has given us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. That's the testimony of Jesus Christ. He came to give us life, eternal life. It says, though, that whoever believes in the Son, well, where do you get that belief? That belief comes from faith. Faith and belief are so intertwined with each other. That faith comes from how? How do you get that faith? You're not going to do it by on your knees going up the St. Joseph's Oratory. You're not going to do it by doing penance. You're not going to get faith by donating huge amounts of money to the church. You're not going to get it by serving work at a soup kitchen. You are to do good works, but that doesn't give you faith. That does not give you belief. That does not give you eternal life in his Son. It only comes one way. It's a gift. It's a gift from God. And it's by his grace we are given faith. For it is by grace you've been saved through what? Through faith. You believe it. And this is not from yourselves. It's nothing you can do. It's a gift. A gift that has a value that you can't put the price on that gift. It's life. So I just digress a little bit. I'm going to ask a question that you can ask somebody else. Maybe somebody who is a bit troubled and you've got into this discussion about what do you believe in. And you answer, well, I believe in Christ and I believe in, and you can list whatever you want to say. And then I would ask a question, and I know it's a really bold question. Well, how successful and happy and fulfilled is your life and is your life today without God? Oops. All right. There are a lot of people who can't answer that question. They're still looking. They're still seeking. They're still trying to find the answer. But they, for whatever reason, they just turn away the minute you say the word Jesus or you say, I believe in God. Okay, fine. You have done what you can to tell them the truth. But you also can open a door for them to say, here is where you will get help. Here is how you will find a life that is fulfilling. And then they say, well, how's that going to happen? How am I going to do all this? Do I have to wait for some magical thing to happen in my life? In the book of John, he says, no, you don't have to wait. All those the Father gives me will come to me, and whoever comes to me, I will never drive away. You can ask, you can seek, you can say, God, come into my life, and he's not going to turn you away. And when you do, when a person does that, then there are so many things that happen automatically. The first one is, they may not necessarily be in this order, but here's one of them. In Matthew chapter 11, verse 28, when you come to me, he says, come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, I'll give you rest. And I didn't put the rest of the scripture there, so I'll read it. In verse 29, it says, take my yoke upon you, learn from me, for I am gentle and I'm humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. It says, come to me. I'm not going to turn you away. And when you do come to me, now you can put your burdens, dump your problems on my back, and I'm going to help you through life. And he does. He does. Second thing, the second part is, well, I was reading something else too. When you go to God and you say, well, God, I have this problem. I need some help. And you know what? We sort of put our burdens on God, but then we try to solve our problems ourselves. And well, our problems are we're wrestling with those trials and those troubles and those worries. I was reading this thing and somebody said, you know, it's so much easier to worry than it is to have faith. It is, right? So easy to just, oh, I'll just worry about it. When really the first thing we should be doing is having faith, no matter what the situation is that we're in. There's another thing that's really amazing when you become a believer, is once you believe, you will never be rejected. You will never be let go. I've given them eternal life, this is Jesus Christ saying, and they shall never perish. No one will snatch them out of my hand. Satan will not take you out of God's family. When you have received Christ, it's forever. And he says in Hebrews, keep your lives free from the love of money and be content with what you have, because God has said, never will I leave you, never will I forsake you. No matter what we do, and sometimes we do some pretty awful things. I'll be the first to admit it. We're all sinners. And the sinning didn't stop when we received Christ. It keeps on going. But the good news is, if we confess our sins, he's faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. Regardless of going forward, once we've got Christ in our lives, he keeps us in his hand. He never forsakes us. He knows you will sin, not intentionally, and hopefully you don't, and I don't. But if you do, he will forgive us. What an amazing blessing that is. Man can't do that. Men without God have the most horrible problem of not being able to forgive. Yet Christ forgives, and he gives us the ability to forgive. Sometimes we get ourselves into difficult situations, but there's another thing that he does. He says, look, if you lack some wisdom, if you need some help in solving a problem, you should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, it'll be given to you. The Holy Spirit gives us wisdom when we go and ask him for it. The other thing, when you become a believer, he gives you some hope. What's the hope? He answers the question, what happens when I die? That's a question that's on a lot of people's minds, especially as you get to be my age and you get a little older. You start thinking about the future, all right? And it can get scary if you don't know the answer. But God gives you the answer. Christ gives you the answer. He says, praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In his great mercy, he's given us new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. We will be resurrected. Wow. That in itself is an amazing blessing to know that answer. The last point I'd make, and there are many, many more about what it means to be a believer, but probably one that is the most important. And it's probably one where sometimes you ask the question, well, God, why me? Why would you love me? Why, I'm so, you know, forget, I mean, my past is so terrible. Why would you forget me? Why would you even think about me? He says, and so we know and rely on the love God has for us. God is love. God doesn't just love, he is love. Whoever lives in love lives in God and God in them. See, God loves us. That's why we can say, why me? And God and Jesus Christ answers back and says, because I love you. And because I love you, you can give me your burdens. I will give you hope. I will give you life. I will answer those questions that I started with at the beginning of this message. In 2 Timothy, it says, for the Spirit, the Holy Spirit God gave us, does not make us timid. We should be strong and courageous, but he gives us power. He gives us love, and he gives us self-discipline. Those are the things that we are given when we receive Jesus Christ. And they're given to us to use so that we can help others. So, just to summarize very quickly, here we are as a congregation, as a church. We are part of the body of Christ in this area and beyond. And I pray, as many have and still do and will do in the future, that this body of Christ will grow. We have a French congregation now, which is incredible. I know that we've got new people coming just thanks to that, and thanks to Jan and Rode and getting this congregation working and started is incredible. More believers. More people who have been able to and will be able to answer that question, what do you believe? And here we are as a church in an area where we should be known for what we believe. We should be known for what we believe. How do we do that? Well, first of all, we say, well, Christ is first in our lives. Christ loves, no exceptions. Everyone is important to him. In our belief, we have been given by grace the gift of eternal life. It is our hope that we're able to share this knowledge and truth and understanding with others. It is our hope that others who see us and how we conduct our lives, they see a change and they want to know what's going on. We are a church. This congregation is based on love, the love of God, and the loving of our neighbor. As you know, we'll talk about it after church today. I'm asking you to remain because we are going to donate funds to people in our community. We need your approval. We are donating 46 boxes, shoe boxes filled with toys for kids around the world that are in the room next door that are being delivered next week. We are a church that's based on love. We are a church where one can come and they can find peace, they can find hope, they can find love, they can find solace, they can find comfort, they can find compassion, they can find fellowship. And when they walk through those doors, they can rest and seek and follow Jesus Christ. You see, there is a purpose for each and every one of us. No matter who we are, when somebody walks in that door, we are part of showing our belief and helping them to believe as well. And when they do come, and when people come and worship, and when you come and worship, when I worship, when we all worship together, we can worship and thank God for who he is and what he has done. So I say, pray and prepare for growth. Let us be known in this community for what we believe. Be prepared to give an answer, as it says. In Jesus Christ, let us show his grace, his hope, and the love he has given us. Great God, our Father, we just thank you. We just thank you, great God, for calling us, for giving us this opportunity to praise you and to worship you and to thank you. May we be examples to our community, to all who we, in our families, and to all around us, our friends. Help us, Father, as believers, to show what we believe, why we believe it, and why it's just an amazing gift that cannot be purchased. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. We are going to actually play another video that Amanda recommended, and I hope I've got this correct.